This is it. The wedding of monster legend Paul O'Connell. They're queuing up outside the church door here in France. Ronan O'Gara looks over at Johnny Sexton. There's Rob Kearney. Brian O'Driscoll takes another step, looks up. Who's coming through the door? It's Tommy Beau! The French priest takes out his book. The pieces are in position. At this point, we go over to our radio colleagues and join Michael Corcoran.
Incredible, what's going on here? This is so emotional. The heart of Munster. The heart of Munster is getting married. Oh, Polly looks up. Go on, Polly. Here comes Emily now down the aisle. Emily's coming down the aisle. She looks absolutely sensational. Absolutely beautiful. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen to come out of Munster since Ronan O'Gara. I'm filling up here. This is so emotional. There's some Leinster lad there at the back. Dry eyes, soulless, no tears in his eyes. That's Leinster for you. But I must admit, Brian O'Driscoll does look lovely in that dress. Only joking. Here comes the priest now. Looks at O'Connell. O'Connell looks at him. Emily looks at both of them. And O'Connell and Emily are there looking at the priest. Let's see what the priest has to say.
Alors, you have decided to write your own vows, Paul. Mm-hmm. Repeat after me. I, Polly,
Do swear.
To put my body on the line. To go through the phases of the union. And to execute
all pre-planned patterns with accuracy to the best of my ability.
To show passion,
pride, and give 110% commitment in the contact area by putting the fear of God into this marriage. I may kiss the bride.
Crouch, touch, pause, engage.
Thanks, Father.
Glory, glory, Munster!
Welcome back to the second half, live here in the south of France. The union is complete. Here we are at the wedding reception. Can you feel it? Can you smell it? Is it time for O'Connell's speech? He rises. It must be. It is.
So, I'd just like to thank everybody for coming over here to the south of France. The food is a little different here, so I asked the waiter, do you have frog's legs? He said, I do. I said, will you hop off over to McDonald's then and get us a Big Mac and chips?
Superb joke by O'Connell. So simple, but so effective.
Now, I just say at this point, anybody that's going to be saying anything about horse meat will have to answer to me personally.
Neat little offload.
And for those of you who are really, really hungry, we also have George Hook on a spit outside there in the garden.
Paul O'Connell is on fire.
So, thanks for all your presents. Especially thanks to Rog for the van of Newbridge cutlery that was sent up to the grounds of the hotel this morning.
Not a problem there, Polly. The sweet tray on earth.
Thanks, Rog. Finally, spark is important in every relationship. So thanks to Pinergy for agreeing to provide unlimited electricity into our marriage for the next number of years.
The formalities are over. It's time for the first dance of this new marriage. Let's rejoin Michael Corcoran.
I don't know if I've ever gone anywhere through this in my life. It's the most emotional thing I've ever had. I've been crying here for the last 4 hours. I've also been laughing for the last 4 hours. That's what Munster can do to you. O'Connell has the bride in the middle of the floor now. He gives the signal.
Open Gangnam Style.
And away we go. Paul O'Connell hoists her into the air. O'Driscoll's looking for her. O'Driscoll's got her. He flings her over to O'Gara. O'Gara's got her now. He flings her up into the sky. Donegal Callaghan lifts O'Connell into the sky. And Polly grabs her. Polly grabs the bride and touches her down softly and safely onto the ground. To the brave and the faithful, nothing is impossible. Oh, Munster, this is so romantic.